With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to our first bonus episode for product reviews. Now, this is something we've wanted to do for a while, because there's so much that goes into making an RPG and even just GMing an RPG. People have been making tons of great products and throwing them out on Kickstarter and publishing guides and resources and toolbooks and novelty dice that you may think you'll get some use out of in your game. Because we're making a game from scratch, being a part of that community really appeals to us. One thing we would like to start doing, if you guys are into it, we would like to review some of these products and try to incorporate as many of them as is appropriate into what we're doing. So what we've got today is our very first book review, The Ultimate RPG Character Backstory Guide, Prompts and Activities to Create the Most Interesting Story for Your Character. Now, I got this book over a month ago, and I've really taken my time with it because a lot of the stuff isn't exact to the system that we're building, but I found good use for it because I'm also playing in two Pathfinder campaigns and a Starfinder campaign right now, and almost all of this is completely relevant. That being said, I have the physical copy, and after going through it, I would really recommend, if you're like me and you're very tuned in digitally, to get the digital copy as well, because there are whole sections of this book that are treated like a workbook that you can print out individual sheets and give to your players or for yourself and like pick and choose which things you want to fill out, which you think will be relevant to the campaign you're in. Or if you've got like an iPad Pro or a Surface laptop or something with an S Pen, you can fill out your own little copy of the PDF and turn it into your GM. So, and it's also great if you're like me and you have very little idea of what you want to play next. You can go through these sections that you're supposed to fill in, and each one of these are great prompts to give you ideas of like, how would I answer this question? What are the different ways it could be answered to help you wrap your head around what kind of character you want to build next, or maybe multiple characters? As for the book itself, one of the first things you notice when you open it is how well laid out it is. It's clear that an enormous amount of effort went into the design and the layout, especially finding visual ways to represent complicated RPG character creation and literary concepts in ways that makes them a little easier to digest in the context of Dungeons & Dragons. Now, on your first read through, one of the things you're going to notice is that this comes across as very Dungeons & Dragons and Pathfinder focused, because it assumes you will be making characters at every stage of the game. So for instance, your character dies halfway through a campaign, you've got to make a new one. You're going to have to make a character at the same level, or whatever term you use, as everyone else. So how do you create a character who's that deep? A lot of the advice in this book is contextualized in the framework of a system with a level progression between 1 and 20. And it assumes the standard Dungeons & Dragons and Pathfinder kind of power level and amount of experience your character would have. And the character races that are referenced in here are very Tolkien-esque D&D Pathfinder, from halflings to goblins. But don't let that deter you, because if you have no problem just translating that to whatever you're doing, the advice is all good. It's all going to apply. It's just about making a good character. His writing style is pretty fun, too. There's a section I really enjoyed talking about, this app for adventurers called Venture. That's like Tinder, where he does a write-up of a dozen or so dating profiles for adventurers who are looking for a party. And it's very fun, but it's also a good example of, if you had to pitch your character to a party and they had the option to say no, what would your character choose to highlight? What do they think their strength is? You know, what are their red flags? In a small snippet, what would they tell somebody who's just met them that's about to embark on a weeks or months long adventure? And that's a handy tool. I mean, it's like, it might be good practice to just do that for your character anyway, because it's like a little elevator pitch for why anybody in the party should value them before they've seen them act. And for instance, I know that in my current Pathfinder group, I would have swiped right on Glorg, the lonely half-orc barbarian, in an instant. It also treats character creation as a form of collaborative world building. So a lot of his writing prompts ask you open-ended questions about the setting, and it really encourages the player to create NPCs for their backstory, locations, and even entire religions. Now, if this sounds like a lot, I should stress that there is a ton in this book for players who don't have the time to sit down and invent Shakespearean backstories of romance and cosmic tragedy. because there are a lot of opportunities for plot moments in your character's backstory where six examples are given. And you could use those as inspiration, but they're numbered, so you can roll a six-sided dice and just pick one. And this is all throughout the book. So in 30 seconds, you could have a dozen plot points laid out for your character, and your work is just about done if you're happy with the result. And it took me a long time to come out with a review for this book, partly because I'm busy, obviously, but also because I've been trying to find good ways to use it. And as an experienced DM and player, for me, it's not a book I read cover to cover. I skip to the section I want, and I pick one thing I don't have the answer to. I'm not creating characters from whole cloth, although you 100% could. I have an idea in mind, but I don't have an answer to a couple questions, and this really helps. However, if you're starting a new campaign, or you frequently play with people who are new to RPGs like I do, or just ones who need that little push that will finally help them have the confidence to engage in role-playing at the table with everyone else, I can't recommend this enough. Because by the time they're done, they will know everything that their character would think, feel, or do in almost any situation. They will have a complete framework of behavior and the backstory justification to back it up. So it's a good book. I don't have a lot of complaints. My only... like niggling problem is that I started off without the PDF version, and I was like, oh, I want to print out all this stuff, and I want to hand it out to my players. So I would highly recommend the digital version if you're a digital person like I am, and also the focus on Dungeons and Dragons. But I think that's probably a good move, because most people understand, if not the specific setting of Dungeons and Dragons or Pathfinder or the variants thereof, like Dragonlance and Eberron and that kind of thing, everybody kind of gets the idea of the setting of Dungeons and Dragons. So it is a good jumping off point. So yeah, check it out right now. It's retailing for $14.99. It's totally worth it. If you need to generate characters fast, or if you just really want to dig deep, you're going to use this thing constantly. So thanks, guys. I really appreciate you listening in. I like to do more things like this because for our listeners who care about the design episodes, they kind of care about the meat and the crunch of what makes these games fun. So let us know in the comment section of our Patreon. You don't have to be a patron to message us. You know, it's patreon.com/RPGFS. And if you have any good products you want reviewed, let me know. I'll look into them. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.